Amen. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. It is the Christmas season. We are fortunate we enjoy the Christmas season all year long. Jesus is in vogue, as they say, all year long. Let's talk about joy. Let's talk about choosing joy. Let's talk about being rid of everything that is not joy, or allowing God to make everything joy. Let's talk about that. I get joy just thinking about the Lord. I do get joy just thinking about the Lord. I can reverse the curse just thinking about the Lord. I can enter into His presence with thanksgiving in my heart. I can enter into His courts just by praising the Lord. I can. I don't always do it, but I can. And so I'm reminding me today, and you get to listen in. When they saw the star, they rejoiced. They were filled with joy. They were excited. They were excited for many reasons, I think. First of all, they saw the star, and they've been traveling quite a while. You know, we could drive it in, I don't know how much. I don't know where they started. I don't know all of that. I don't want to know all of that. I really don't. I mean, I don't. Because if I know too much, guess what? I can figure too much. Don't let yourself find yourself figuring. Nobody, you never liked to figure when you were a kid in school. Right? There are some things we like to figure. We try to figure out. I try to figure out how to find that girl over there. On a simple message from a friend, I went looking. I drove all through Wiley Park looking for that girl that I didn't know what she looked like. But I had a guard. I had a guide. I had a guy with me that knew what she looked like. That's about the only time that that guy and I ever spent any time together. He was my guide. I really didn't know the guy that well, but I needed the guide. You know, when we need a guide, we make arrangements for a guide. Even if it's a woman speaking on our GPS, we need a guide. And the whole time that she's talking on the GPS, we're not positive she knows what she's talking about. I saw somebody at the gas station this week, and they asked me if this was Highway 47. I said, yes, it's Highway 47. It's taken me a lot of years to make sure that I knew it was 47 and that over there was 45. I know that's not brilliant, but sometimes mixed up, you know. But anyway, I was giving him good directions. He said, well, how do you get to Aberdeen? I said, well, the best way is to go over to 45 and go north. He said, well, the GPS says take 47. I said, well, you know, I'm sure it will get you there, but I'm not sure you'll enjoy it. It's liable to take you on 47, it's going to take you over through Faulkton. You're going to have to make a decision. If it decides you're supposed to stay going through Faulkton, it's going to take you out of the way. Vicki Slager and Vicki Day did that once. They came home from Aberdeen, and they went through Faulkton to get to Highmore. My question was, what were you doing going through Faulkton? That's like, I don't know how many miles out of the way, but it's out of the way. Yeah, we're visiting, exactly, and I know you too. You too can visit, you know?
We're trying to contain Rachel.
Oh, okay, well, my dear Rachel. Don't make it her fault, girls. Ah, no, no. Hey, is that a spiritual picture, the way we try to cast off the things? Is that a spiritual picture, how we can end up taking the long way, going out of our way? I had to pray for them when they left because I wanted to pray that I didn't confuse them, because when they start going east on 14, their guide's going to say, turn around. Turn around. Don't listen to that guy that's lived here all his life. Turn around. Go back. Take 47. If they went back to take 47 and they found themselves all the way up in Ipswich, they could wonder why they were in Ipswich. We were supposed to be going to Aberdeen. Is that a picture of us sometimes? How did I get to this place? I don't know how I got to this place. Why is this going on? What's going on? Well, we picked a route. You know, and it doesn't really matter if you find a route that isn't working out. Just go back to Jesus. Just go back to Jesus. These people saw that star a long time before, and they started out to get there, and it was quite a ways. And we don't know if, you know, part of their entourage left after so long, not convinced that this was really a good trip. We don't know. But we know at some point they lost sight of their destination. And they stopped to ask the king where the Messiah was to be born. Being the intelligent people that we are and having read the Bible, right? Having read the Bible, we know that history says that turned out to be a bad stop. Because the king lied to him. Oh, I really want to see him too. Well, there was some reason that they stopped. Because they no more than got out of town, there was that star again. And they were filled with joy. Maybe they were filled with joy knowing that they were doing what they were supposed to be doing, even though the Bible tells me, the explanations tell me, that they were pagans. That they didn't worship God. But the star gave them joy. That's why I say that the whole world experiences joy at this season, even if they don't believe in the reason for the season. There's joy present. There is joy present. Not everybody will take a part of the joy, will they? Not everybody rejoices in the Lord. Not everybody will go ahead and take part of the joy because they've got a reason not to be joyous at this time of the season. And so they will choose the reason not to be joyous rather than to receive the joy. The Lord stands present to give you joy. No matter what's going on, His joy is present. If He is present, His joy is present. If you are a Christian, He is present. Therefore, His joy is present. In the same way that I think it was Paul that was preaching, and it says the power of God was present to heal. He's always present. Why am I not healed? I don't know. It's not mine to figure out. I'm not responsible to figure it out. My responsibility is to plan for it. This week, I had front teeth that started to hurt. I had a side tooth that started to hurt. I began to be able to imagine, because I've read articles about taking care of, I have a thing. My teeth, my gums just shred. Feels like I got corn silk in my mouth a lot of times. Sometimes not, sometimes so. But when you read some of these people's accounts of it, they say, if you'll just take this, The pain will go. Everything will be just fine. You can get this. It's guaranteed to work. Well, I haven't got any of those things that are guaranteed to work, but I have apparently let some of that subliminal message come in, because when my front teeth were hurting and my molar started to hurt, I think that's a molar over there, whatever it is. I could count the teeth, which it is if you know about teeth. But anyway, when that was hurting a little bit, I began to think, all this time I've been thinking, well, praise the Lord, mine are peeling off, but nothing's happening. There's no gaps. I don't have any spaces above my teeth. My gums are still attached to my teeth. It's still going good. This must be the end of that. But then I came to myself. I said, well, that's stupid. None of it hurts today, so I like that. Hallelujah. We get lifted up when we praise the Lord. Cast your cares upon God. Turn your eyes away from those things. Worship does a lot for me. I forget where I am. Literally. Literally. Sometimes when I'm at the jail, I'll begin to worship and I'll start worshiping, and when I stop, I'm like, right where if I took another step, my guitar would have banged against a brick wall. I turn around, and they're just smiling at me. There he goes again. Hallelujah. But when they saw that star, they were filled with joy. Maybe they were also filled with, why did we stop there? Because, you know, they stopped there, and when they left there, God told them, now make sure you don't go back that way again. Oh, man, we blew it. Why did we stop there? What did we do wrong? Why doesn't God want us to go? I mean, you know, they could be thinking those things, or they could be just going, hey, praise God, the star's back. Whatever the case might be, they win. And when they got there, they weren't disappointed. They were filled with even more joy. And they were filled with wonder. Maybe they were filled with wonder of why one little baby brought them such joy. And yet at the same time, we get joy from babies, from little kids. Yesterday, I followed my grandson through the goose doo-doo, because he wanted to get to the geese. Fortunately, we didn't get to the geese, but we did spend some time cleaning off our shoes. And it was all wonderful. All wonderful joy. Thanks be to God for his joy. When they got there, if you give any thought to the story, you know, you think, ain't that something? They brought gold and they brought frankincense and they brought myrrh. They brought all that stuff. And when they saw the king, he was just a baby, they didn't even hesitate. They gave it and they bowed down and they worshiped. And then they went home a different way. They had no idea what that stop was about. Now, some people, you know, that'll be a good reason to blame God, because God had them stop, and then they stopped, and then the king sent, you know, it fulfilled prophecy. So did God kill babies to fulfill prophecy? No! No! Things were going to happen. Sad things. We got a world that's got some sad things, you know? Sad things happen, bad things happen, terrible things happen. It does. It just... But it's not our responsibility to figure out why. It's our responsibility to plan for the promises. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full. Don't give him a glance. Don't just give him a glance. Don't give him a, yeah, I know, but. No. Look at him. Look full in his wonderful face and the cares of this world. They go strangely dim. They do. We can catch them, drag them back if we want to. Or we can go, wow. This is a good place. Hook it on and take it with you. Like a camper to always go there. You don't want to get away from that. I said, wise men and shepherds. Shepherds, angels came and said, we bring you tidings of great joy. Shepherds did their job, I don't know. I suppose they ultimately liked the sheep. Had to care about them, but where was the joy in that? A lot of times people they go through life and they're working at a job for so long, and after a while, if there's a few that might like their job, but a lot of them will just work and that's all I get to do. But the Bible says that working is a good thing. It is. It's a good thing. Vicki and I were talking yesterday about the fact that, so many times now, kids don't learn to work. And those who do learn to work, they get a great gift. But a lot of them are, they're busy. They're going around the world playing soccer or something or basketball. And, when I was in school, we had a season. And when the season was over, we went to the next season. And I always wish football would have lasted about 5 more games. I always wished that, but it didn't, But I liked it. I wanted to extend that season, but when it was over, it was over. My future athletic director at college used to referee my games in basketball, and he followed me out every game I played in. I said, when I got to college, I said, why did you always follow me out? He was watching for my football moves. Well, if you're watching a guy close enough, he would realize it took me about halfway through the season to transition from football to basketball, maybe. Sometimes, folks, it will take us a little while to transition. But it's worth the journey. It's worth the effort. The shepherds got that notice, and they had to go see what that notice was about. I mean, a sky full of angels singing, that's a reasonable thing to chase after, perhaps. But I don't know how far it was into town, but there might have been a shepherd or two that said, wait a second. Maybe some didn't get quite the full view that others did or whatever, So some of them might have gone back, might not have finished the trip. I don't know. It doesn't say that. We would assume that they all went and they took every shepherd from the whole area with them. They stopped off at other camps and said, hey, you got to come with us. We don't know. But we do know that when they arrived, they saw the baby. We bring you tidings of great joy. For this day, in the city of David, is born to you Christ the King, the Messiah. Now, to lots of people, that wouldn't mean that much. We could say there's people in the world who don't know anything about Jesus. And they don't know anything about Messiah. But does that mean that we stop sharing? Maybe Vicki shared with you in Sunday school, but she told me this about what's his name again? The evangelist.
Todd White.
Yeah, I want to get a cook in his name somewhere. Todd White talked about that he was at a place and he was eating and he ended up through a translator. He knew that this gal had a hurt shoulder, had lots of stuff going on, and he prayed for her, and they're bringing the food, and she is going, I'm healed. I'm healed. She was just excited about being healed. And Vicki said when the waiter brought the food, all the guys with Todd White, they were just taking their food. It was normal, you know. You know, we can't let our food get cold just because somebody got healed. It was just normal. It was what they expected. We know from the Bible that Peter would walk by people in his shadow and people would get healed, you know. Well, it was just expected because the Lord was present. The shepherds just went. They saw him. They went away rejoicing. They went away telling everybody, oh, man, we have seen him. We have seen him. Joy was present. It just was present. Where Jesus is, joy is present. Go to Jesus, get your joy. Joy is a good thing. Joy is a good thing. Joy is a good thing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus according to you. Not for everything, in everything. There are some things that are not things that we want to be thankful for, but Jesus is it. If we go into a long rendition of figuring out things, you know, we'll leave the joy behind. And we'll be worrying about what mistake we made. Oh, I must have messed that up. No. Leave it. Cast your care upon God. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. There's a joy unspeakable and full of glory, always available. We know this, and we can share this, and we can pass it on. We can. We can, and we should. In this world, there'll be tribulation. Also, in this world, there's all kind of stuff that goes on, and people go through a lot of stuff in this world without Jesus. And when we know Jesus, many people, when we know Jesus, we wonder, how in the world do they survive without Jesus? How did I survive without Jesus? Well, just the answer to that question can give us joy. Because we're returning to the author and the finisher of our faith. These people went to see Jesus and they didn't really know or comprehend the fullness of what they were doing. They just knew that the wise men, they had just figured this out. They had studied this. How in the world did they do that? They were some of the smartest guys on the block, you know. Why would they do that? Why? Don't they have something better to do? But no. I think that star came up and they must have got a word of wisdom. This is what you learned about. Let me show you what it is. I don't know. There's a lot we don't know. And we don't need to be caught up and figure out what we don't know. We need to keep our focus on who we do know. And we need to be like Paul and Silas, they weren't sitting in the jail going, jeez, this is a fine mess God got us into. I mean, why are we having these troubles? Maybe Silas started to mention that and Paul just started singing. He changed the subject to something good. We can do that, you know. There is no subject where Jesus is not the answer. There's no subject. There's no conversation where he can't make his way in. There isn't. I mean, people will interrupt a conversation with all kinds of nonsense, won't they? We can just slide, God's good. What'd you say? Oh, did I say that out loud? I was just thinking, God is so good. He's so good. God is so good. Let's take on the heart of a wise man with the heart of a shepherd, or just the heart of a worshiper. There's all kinds of that in the Bible. And let's receive the joy of the Lord. And let's release the joy of the Lord. I went into the jail last Sunday, and you know, that's a happy place for me. One of the officers, one of the corrections officers said, I didn't know what she said for sure, but what she said was just too happy, Roger. I said, what? I said, you're just too happy, Roger. I said, oh, God is good. That's all there is to it. We're about to go have a good time. Just too happy, Roger. I would rather produce that response than, what's the matter with you today, Roger? The shepherds went at the message of joy. They weren't disappointed. They went away rejoicing. You know? Maybe some of them imagine, wish those angels would come back. We could tell them the rest of the story. We could thank them for what they said, and then we could tell them what we got out of it. And the wise men, it was worth the journey. Even if it was an easy journey, wasn't an easy journey, it was worth the journey. Family, it's worth the journey. It's worth the effort. It's worth the following the truth. It's worth seeking God. It's worth finding our Savior. It's worth choosing the plan. It's worth believing and standing on Jesus and standing on the Father's word in Jeremiah, I know the plans that I have for you. I know the plans that I have for you. I know the plans that I have for you. Just look unto God, the author and the finisher of your faith. Receive. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Don't get hung up on the fact that, boy, I hope I get to hear those words. You've heard them. He says it to you. Enter into the joy of the Lord. There must be something there. There must be a reason that we're supposed to enter into the joy of the Lord. Amen. So be filled. Be encouraged. Be strengthened, be aroused by the joy of the Lord. Amen? Thank you, Father. We receive it. We believe it. And we know, God, that you've not made a plan, but what you will achieve it. Let your blessings flow to each and every one here, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit. For some reason, I see a corner. Not a corner to turn on, but like a corner. If you feel like you've run into a corner, if you feel like you've run into a place where there's nowhere to go, the Lord will make a way. In Jesus' name, amen.